song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. Their computer science careers were cut short, and the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Coming up on the program today, we are going to talk with Eric Adelson. We gave you a little preview yesterday. He has written a book on the young life and times of Michelle Wee. We are in golf season, and I think it's going to be pretty interesting. He has been with Michelle probably as long or longer than anybody else when it comes to the golfing community, and has followed her career since she was a little lad. And we will talk with him coming up on the program today. Also in the second half of the show today, no, he still works there. He's just been on vacation for about 4 months. Steve Sipple is going to join us today. Big announcement how the University of Nebraska is getting ready to celebrate the 300th consecutive sellout, which will be coming up against Louisiana Lafayette. Homecoming, September 26th. A night game, pay-per-view. That's going to be one you're going to want to be at. They're going throwback uniforms. They're going to wear the 1962 unis, which is when the streak started. And they're going to be doing a whole lot more. But they've released some of the details. You can check it out at Huskers.com. We'll be talking about that and a few other things on the program today. We'll get to some baseball. Wimbledon, Venus Williams a winner, Daenerys Afina a winner. And we'll see what Serena can get done today. She is, working.
It's going to be Venus Serena, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Safina, the number one seed who Venus gets in the semis, hasn't looked very good. And I don't just mean her tennis game. Good Lord, if you watched her this morning, it was like you trying to wear a medium-sized shirt. Oh! And about the same look, too.
Oh, yeah. Very handsome.
They even commented. The television commentators. So there you go.
Doug, I think you started off by saying the 300 sellout. That kind of points toward the season and gives a little something to talk about. You think back to of all the times that the Huskers have maybe struggled or there was some doubt. How close was it ever really close with Dumb and Dumber, and that means Steve Peterson and Bill Callahan, to ending that streak? Was that ever in doubt? One more year, would that have been in doubt?
It was as much in doubt at that time than it ever would have been. I mean, the way things were going, if this would have kept up and the losing would have kept on and they would have kept raising prices like they were hoping and trying to do, yeah. Eventually it had to end, doesn't it? I don't think it's going to end for a while right now, though.
No, and the building onto the stadium certainly didn't help at that time either. With the addition of the seats, but we're able to get through that, and now looks to have things put back and head in the right direction. Hopefully, you look ahead towards this season, and that looks to be a game which the Huskers obviously will be a big-time favorite in, and look to be undefeated at that time. No doubt.
See, again, it's just, why do you even say that? Because you don't believe it.
I believe it.
Well, you're not right.
We're going to Blacksburg and getting a win.
And losing, okay? All right, it's okay. It's okay. This football team is going to be 9-3, 10-2 at the best, and one of the wins is not going to be in Blacksburg. This is a team that can contend for the national championship. Nebraska's not.
Wow.
Don't even sit there and tell me Nebraska can contend for the national championship, or you can just go up to TD Shack right now and I'll finish the show on a high note, because You're just so far off. I mean, everybody has a chance, okay? All right. Baylor could win the national championship this year. Okay, don't give me
shock the world. They said they were going to do it.
Don't give me that crap argument, all right? Any logical human being cannot say that Nebraska is going to win the national championship. Why were they 150-1 February 1st in Las Vegas? If they were
I don't think we're going to Blacksburg as a 24-point underdog.
I didn't say that we were.
Well, I think I think that Nebraska gets some things rolling and has a legitimate shot to make maybe the first real signature win. Let's go back to last year. Bo Pelini didn't really beat anybody that he shouldn't have beat. Was there one team out there last year that Bo Pelini, you go, oh, that's a great win for the program? Or the teams you should have beat?
Georgia, or Clemson, excuse me, in the bowl game. Took Texas Tech to overtime. That wasn't a win.
Right.
But let's see, who were you jumping up and down about was the signature win that took him, like, what, four games into the season? Was there somebody? Did we... that's a signature win. You know, Bill Callahan didn't get one, and Bo Pelini did, like in his third game. And you were jumping up and down about something. So
it's got to come against somebody. I say, why not Virginia Tech?
Well, why not Oklahoma? 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Little American Legion note, last night, some makeup games. Grand Island swept Hastings. Wells Fargo beating Hastings Johnson Imperial 8-7. And then in the senior game, Home Federal beat Hastings 5.5-2. That means when Grand Island and Kearney play tomorrow, the winner is going to win the Cornhusker League West Division title on the senior side. There is plenty of baseball going on tonight. Kearney Post 52 in Runza continues their busy schedule when they host North Platte. And tonight is Fan Appreciation Night for Kearney Post 52 in Runza. They'll be selling homemade ice cream, prizes given away all night. They're giving away some Buffalo Bucks. Free admission. Come see the new stadium seats if you haven't been up there this summer. Other recent improvements made to the field. And, of course, you can still bring your lawn chair, too. It should be a beautiful night for baseball. And, of course, Kearney and North Platte, always pretty good rivals. So that's going on tonight. Fan Appreciation Night tonight, going on at Memorial Field. Also, Kearney 5 points is at Hastings Runza, and Grand Island 5 points is going to be taking on Central City in a little Legion baseball tonight.
When's the last time Kearney or Grand Island not win that league?
When's the last time
70,
Kearney? Yeah,
74? I mean, seriously, 81? Come on, people. It's Kearney or Grand Island every year. And it's been Kearney. Was anybody else in the league?
Will there be fireworks after the game tomorrow night?
There should be. That's an excellent idea. It's an excellent idea. Okay. I'd love to provide if somebody would.
So you would like
me
to donate?
I would donate some.
You would donate?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No doubt about it.
Just checking on that.
I'm American.
I don't know. A lot of Americans don't necessarily look like you. I want you to know that. Hey, coming up on the program, Eric Adelson is going to join us. We're going to talk about his brand-new book chronicling the life of the young Michelle Wee. I think it's going to be interesting. I hope you enjoy it as well. We're going to talk to him in just a couple of minutes. Right now, if we weren't going to talk to Eric next break, you interested in Michelle Wee? Have you followed what? I mean, you've kind of been that just play with the gals thing, which is fine. But,
well,
I mean, overall.
I've just been the... You can't succeed with the gals. How the hell do you think you're going to play with the men? Why would you accept an invitation to play with the men? I just never understood that train of thought. If you're on a Kasorin stand and you've won the last 12 times you've been on the LPGA Tour and you've proven that maybe you've overmatched your competition, I have no problem with somebody stepping up and playing against the men. But for a 16-year-old girl, they make more of a circus act out of it to sell some tickets for the John Deere Classic, in my opinion, than they do a golf tournament. And I say, why? Why do you need to do that when there's no way she's going to be in contention? And you know that heading in.
Troutman's Tuesday trivia coming up on the show today, and the name of the book, "The Sure Thing: The Making and Unmaking of Golf Phenom Michelle Wee." We'll talk about that. We've got Steve Sipple to talk a little Husker football. All that and more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show back after this.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Daddy at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
That's the kind of reaction you wish your lawn would get. And it can with Highland Park Lawn Company.
Let us keep your lawn looking good all summer by treating your lawn for grubs now so that they don't turn it brown. Now is the time to prevent grubs from eating your lawn this fall. Call Highland Park today to schedule your grub control application. It's guaranteed with three locations in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Look us up in the White Pages. The grass is always greener. Wow! With Highland Park Lawn Company.
For the past 10 years, Short Fuse Fireworks has been supplying Kearney area families with the best fireworks around, and this year is no different. Located at Muddy Mike's Car Wash on 39th and Avenue Inn in Kearney, and also a location in Gibbon, Short Fuse Fireworks sells quality fireworks that are sure to brighten the skies and your lives this July 4th. No gimmicks, just great prices. Short Fuse Fireworks is proud to serve the Kearney area and wishes everyone a safe and enjoyable 4th of July.
After all the fireworks have burst, the next thing to pop could be you. If you're one of Doug and Daddy's annual hot dog eating contestants.
I could eat a horse.
If you want to be considered for the preliminary screening, and it's tough. So far, you have to be able to fog a mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Sit up and take nourishment. Type an email to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tell them why you want to be part of the noon hour July 10th hot dog eating contest.
I misspoke.
At the Hilltop Mall. Just eat it. You have to figure that the only golf course in central Nebraska with a global positioning system would steer you to a great golf season kickoff sale. Right now, Indian Head Golf Course has discounted hats by 25%, shoes by FootJoy, Nike, Adidas, Callaway, and Etonic by 20%, and 10% off every other golf wearable. Indian Head and Callaway offer you a slamming deal on clubs because when you buy one Callaway driver, you get a Callaway fairway wood for only a dollar. Shop now for best selection. Indian Head, IndianHeadGolf.com.
Today we'll have a blend of clouds and sun with a slight chance for a shower and thunderstorm through the midday. Our winds will be variable between 5 to 10, high of 88. Tonight, mostly clear skies, low of 60 degrees. I'm weather and meteorologist Mandy Polank.
Right now it's 72. So live your life.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us.
Soundtrack of The Hangover. Fabulous summer.
So great.
Movie.
So The Hangover's about abuse. Mike Tyson, and then you got Rihanna. What?
Oh,
so that's
no.
Why you love this?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Well,
abuse,
what?
Abuse.
What? You brought it up. Weirdo.
Oh, that hurts.
Lovely Jess has stopped by. She's going to abuse Derek later today. What'd she bring you today?
Some quesadillas. Homemade quesadillas. Steak and shrimp.
Now, you realize you're going to be busy for the next 40 minutes, so don't even be looking over there.
Oh, no. They could disappear
at any time. Yeah, whatever.
Did you know out there that Chancellor Harvey Perelman is a new chair of the BCS Presidential Oversight Committee?
Woohoo, big changes.
Expect to see Perelman quoted on occasion whenever there's a story about a playoff proposal. Unless minds suddenly change, expect him to stand up for the BCS system in place.
Yay.
Yeah, imagine that.
BCS. Think they'll be able to serve alcohol there?
I doubt that, and I doubt there'll ever be a playoff system with that.
When you think sports, do you think Harvey Perelman?
No. Who has the power to oust the whole BCS system?
Nobody. The federal government, they've already tried, haven't they? Calling them on board on Capitol Hill and talking to all those folks.
It's really strange when you've got an organization out there that nobody knows for sure. Nobody knows for sure what... If you want to get a hold of somebody from the BCS, is there a BCS headquarters? I mean, is it an evil lair? I mean, is Dr. Evil like the secretary?
The Legion of Doom?
The Legion of Doom.
Also
like
known
that?
As the BCS committee. And he is, again, his title is what now? He's what?
The new chair for the BCS Presidential Oversight Committee. Like, if I wanted to call, can you go online and say, I type in Google and the BCS Presidential Oversight Committee, and does it give you a 515-826?
Well, maybe we'll have Harvey on. He can fill us in on all that.
That'd be great.
That should be a great interview. That should be top-notch.
Looking forward to that.
Top-notch. Well, we are pleased here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
This will be top-notch.
Well, this is top-notch stuff right here because we, as we promised you, we're going to talk a little bit about the new book coming out about just the young life and times already that has been all over the map of Michelle Wie. And, I mean, it's not the same comparison, but let's face it. When you look at all the weird stuff going on with Michael Jackson since he's passed away, you talk about there's so many young phenoms out there and then what they turn out to be. And I think Michelle Wie, at least right now, has come out okay on the other side. You can pick out so many different athletes, whether they're young tennis players or young musicians, and in this case, young golfer. And Eric Adelson has written The Sure Thing, The Making and Unmaking of Golf Phenom Michelle Wie. And he joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Eric, good morning.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Well, it's a pleasure to catch up with you. This had to be a pretty interesting trek for you. I mean, you were one of the first folks to ever write anything about Michelle Wie, and you've kind of kept your eye on her. And, boy, there's been a lot to keep, a lot to watch.
Yeah, there were a lot of rounds where I watched and I was like, I cannot believe she is doing this well. And then there were a lot of rounds when I was like, I cannot believe she's doing this poorly. I mean, there were times when she looked like she convinced me that she could play on the PGA Tour. I'm not joking. And then there were times when I was convinced that I could beat her at golf. I mean, it's really an amazing journey over the last 10 years. So many ups and so many downs, and all before she turns 20.
Eric, I guess maybe we'll just kind of start and then go backwards a little bit. Right now, where is Michelle Wie in your estimation and opinion?
Well, you know, it's funny because Annika Sorenstam started her LPGA career when she was 24, and Michelle Wie still got 5 years before that time. So she's a rookie on the LPGA Tour, and it's funny because if she came out and no one ever heard of her before this year, she would be a story in herself. 19 years old, more than 6 feet tall, beautiful, size 11 and a half shoes, hits the ball 300 yards. I mean, that would be a story. But right now she's trying to get her mental game right. She's still getting over injuries, and it could go either way. I mean, that's the thing about Michelle Wie from the beginning. It could go either way. I could see her getting back to where she was before and dominating, and I could see her quitting golf. I'm not sure in my own mind what's going to happen because I think that mentally she needs some confidence. She needs to believe in herself. She needs to love golf again. I mean, the Michael Jackson comparison certainly doesn't work towards the end of Michael Jackson's life, but this was a child prodigy who just loved singing. I mean, we're all watching these videos of the Jackson 5, and she looked like the happiest kid in the world. And that was exactly how Michelle Wie looked when she was a teenager. She loved to be out there. She loved to play golf, and I don't think that's there anymore. I think it's much more of a business for her now because it is a business. And the question is, can she get back to loving golf the way she used to?
Eric, whose fault was it maybe for thrusting her into that spotlight too early?
Well, I don't know if she was thrust. I mean, this is something that she wanted to do. She loved the cameras. She loved the attention. She loved the media. She loved all of it. So I don't think that she was dragged kicking and screaming by any stretch of the imagination. I think if you're looking for fault, there were decisions that were made for her by her parents that were wrong and didn't work out for various reasons. But I think it was her dream to play against men. I think it's her that she loved playing for most of her life. But I think that when it came time to turn pro, that was the time for her parents to say, okay, we've hired these people to take you to another level, and you listen to them. And that never happened. Her parents were always in charge, are still in charge, and I think that that's where things went wrong. So I would assign the blame the decisions that were made, not before she turned pro, or even not when she turned pro, but in the few weeks and months after she turned pro, and you'll see in the book, that's when things turned from very, very good to very, very worrisome.
Eric Adelson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He has written The Sure Thing, The Making and Unmaking of Golf Phenom Michelle Wie, which is available on bookshelves today from Random House. And Eric interviewed Michelle when she was just 10 years old for an article in ESPN, the magazine. Eric, what do you remember from the first time you talked to Michelle Wie?
I remember thinking, wow, I really don't know what to ask a 10-year-old girl. I've never really been on, I've never interviewed anybody this young. What do I talk about? I mean, she said that she loved golf, okay, and she, you know, she seemed to love golf. But after that, I mean, really, what do you talk about? So I said, I thought, well, maybe I'll ask what she does every day. You know, I'm curious if she's a normal person, and that's something that's that a lot of people ask me, is she really normal? And then she started talking about Digimon and Pokemon and Laura Ingalls Wilder and Jelly Roll Pens, and she seemed more interested in that, really, than even golf. And I think that was a little bit of a clue towards where her heart was, because even now I think that she really loves her life at Stanford. She really loves her friends. But does she love golf as much as she loves the rest of her life? And I think the answer might be no.
Eric Adelson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. This comes from Trent with an email here. It says, what do the other LPGA players think of Wee?
There's always been resentment and jealousy of her because, I mean, here's somebody who is a millionaire several times over without winning anything. Annika Sorenstam is the best women's golfer ever, and Michelle Wee is arguably more famous and certainly in terms of earnings is right up there based on just hype and the potential that she once had. And so I think that there's a lot of resentment. There were a lot of favors done for Michelle Wee. Even sponsors of major tournaments said, I'm going to pull out my sponsorship if you don't put her in this tournament. And that got a lot of people upset. I don't think that there's anger at her specifically. I think there's anger at her parents. I think there's anger at the media. I think there's anger at the LPGA and the PGA for the exceptions that were made for her. But I do not think that that resentment or anger has really abated, even though Michelle Wee is having trouble.
Eric Adelson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, has written the sure thing about Michelle Wee. It seemed to me all along, Eric, that she was unfairly compared to Tiger Woods, because we're talking 10 years ago when Tiger was really just hitting his stride coming into that 2000 season, and I think everybody expected her to be the Tiger Woods of the women's tour. Is that true? Did she talk about that? Has she ever had any... Has Tiger Woods ever talked to her about maybe the way she could handle things or the way he handled things? Is there any connection there between those two?
Well, it's a good question. Tiger did comment at once about Michelle Wee and said, very politely said, I did it different, which he did. He went up through the junior ranks and he played junior golf and he learned how to win. And he said, that's the way I did it and that's the way I'm grateful to do it. But he said at the end of that press conference and that thought, you know, maybe she's going to do it a different way. Maybe she's going to show us a different way to do it. And she almost did. I mean, I think a lot of people forget how close Michelle Wee came to sort of blowing up the path that even Tiger Woods succeeded with. Michelle Wee almost was successful on the LPGA and in men's events at the same time. And I think people forget how close she came and how good she was. So I think you're right. The comparison is unfair because Tiger Woods is a once-in-a-lifetime, maybe a once-in-history golfer. And Michelle Wee was expected in some circles to do that on the women's side. But I think that what people forget is that the comparison was actually somewhat valid for a time, because here was a child prodigy who had talent at a very young age that no one on that circuit had ever seen before.
Eric, I guess from my standpoint, I guess I don't have any resentment towards Michelle Wee. I just say, why would you... When she hadn't been competitive, I guess that's my argument. I don't have a problem with Annika Sorenstam winning 12 tournaments in a row and saying, all right, I'd like to play in the John Deere Classic because, well, I'm kind of overmatching my competition. Where Michelle Wee had never won and never did that. I don't know what that is. It just seemed to turn more of a circus in, and I know they did it to sell tickets. But what do you say to people to win me over and make me a fan of Michelle Wee?
Well, I mean, you have to remember that that when she was 14 years old, she shot a 68 in a PGA event. I mean, that's something that Tiger Woods didn't even do. And she came within rounds of a couple rounds in a tournament of making the Masters. She came within a few made putts of making the U.S. Open. I mean, she was that close. I mean, she was that good at that time. And then, basically, she trusted her career, as I think any teenage girl would, to parents and advisors, and that's, I think, where the problems arose for her. I don't think that there were any mistakes that she made particularly. I think she was just following the script that was given to her. So I think that the blame lies with the people who gave her that script and who made her stick to that script. And Michelle, I think she, then and now, she just wanted to play and make people happy and earn the money that she was given And I really think that her intentions then and now were pure. She wanted to do well. She wanted to be known for good golf, and she wanted to stand for something good. I don't think that her dream was to be rich. I don't think her dream was to step on other people or to be a diva. I think her dream was to just make her fans happy.
Eric Adelson on the Doug and Daddy Show and family. Is everything going well back there, Eric?
She just told me, it's funny because I'm a stay-at-home dad and I have a 10-month-old daughter, and I'm like, okay, she's going to sleep through this interview. I know she's going to sleep through this interview. And as soon as the phone rang, she was up. So her name is Hope, and she's happy to be on in Nebraska.
You can tell Hope most people have slept through our interviews. So, you know, she's one of the few. Eric, last question before we let you get out of here. You've put the whole book together. What is your lasting impression now when you put the book to bed and now it's out? What's the one thing, I guess, that maybe stuck out to you when you finished writing this?
Well, there's a little bit. That's a great question. There is a little bit of frustration, a little bit of sadness, because she was close. And it wasn't that she was overhyped. I think a lot of people think that she didn't deserve the hype and didn't deserve the money. If you read the book, I think what you'll come away with is that if just a couple of easy decisions were made at the right time, not hard decisions, but easy decisions were made during a course of 2 or 3 weeks, one summer in 2006, I think this whole story would have turned out differently. I think that some people think that she was doomed from the start. She could have never done it. Never had a shot at what she wanted to do. But the truth is, I think if you read this book, she was very close. And I come away a little bit sad that those 2 or 3 big decisions were made the way they were, because if they were made differently or by someone else, then we might be talking about a completely different book.
When you write a book about somebody young, what's your relationship? Are you a friend of hers now?
Well, the relationship has changed over the years. I mean, I would say I was close to the family at the beginning, and then when when things turned bad for her, they closed ranks. The family closed ranks against me and a lot of other media, and I don't blame them for that. That's their decision. There's no bitterness on my part. I'm a supporter of her, and I hope she does well. But you'll see in the book that a lot of her side of the story was never told because they shut down. And I think if they had told their story from their perspective as well and eagerly as they did when things were going well, I think, again, the perception of her would be a lot better right now.
The name of the book is The Sure Thing, The Making and Unmaking of Golf Phenom Michelle Wee. The author is Eric Adelson. You can check it out on bookshelves now, many places on the website, including Random House. And, Eric, we appreciate the time, and hopefully we'll get to catch up with you again later in your career and ours as well.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Adelson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Anything that swayed you?
Well, I'm not upset that she got paid the money. I'm not upset that, I guess I didn't understand the fame. I didn't understand all the accolades. I guess I didn't realize that she was that close either. That's what might have swayed me, if anything. If you're 2 rounds away from qualifying for the Masters, all right. You know, you're 1 bad hole, though, from not qualifying for the Masters on that. You know, she just, consistency-wise, she's never proven. And she was close in making a cut, I believe, with John Deere Classic, what, 1 or 2 strokes?
Yeah.
Came down to a bogey on 17 or 18. No, I'd like to see somebody like Annika be rewarded, not somebody young that hasn't proven herself still.
Yeah, your argument is valid. You just wanted to see her to do more things on the women's tour or the junior tour before she, you know, took 2 steps. You didn't want to see her pitch single-A ball on Thursday and then start for the Cubs on Sunday.
Right.
Although it'd be kind of the same thing. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia going to be coming up in the last segment of the show today. And when we come back, Stephen Sipple joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
Hey, Ted, there's some guy with a guitar standing behind your ATV.
I know. Hit it, Larry.
Open roads, stretching forever. Me and my best friend gonna have some fun.
What?
was that?
Oh, that's my folk singer. I saved so much money on my ATV insurance by switching to Geico, I was able to get this guy to play songs for us all day.
Saving you money on your ATV insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. Geico Power Sports. Insurance for all the things that move you.
To the pros in electrical work, there's one brand of tools that really counts. Klein. And only one home improvement retailer has them. The Home Depot. Right now, get a special buy on a four-piece Klein professional screwdriver set for just $29.97. And get an 11-in-1 screwdriver free. That ought to help tighten up your next bid. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Marv of Marv's Fireworks. This year we have some exciting news. We are now able to sell double and triple break artillery shells. That's right. Instead of just one burst coming out of each shell, you'll see two or three explosions. These are great displays, and at Marv's we've got five different ones to choose from. Be sure to try Marv's Super Snappers too. As we celebrate our freedom and salute our great country, please say a prayer for our troops and have a bang-up good time with fireworks from Marv's.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Today we'll have a blend of clouds and sun with a slight chance for a shower and thunderstorm through the midday. Our winds will be variable between 5 to 10, high of 88. Tonight, mostly clear skies, low of 60 degrees. I'm weather and meteorologist Mandy Polank.
Currently it's 73 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest coming up Friday, July 11th. If you are interested, all you have to do is send us an email. Or is it 10th? I guess it's July 10th, excuse me.
Right.
July 10th. All you have to do is send us an email to the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining. Stop by and see him for a free estimate. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. From the Hilltop Mall, special two-hour edition, fourth annual, two-time defending champion Pug Batran looking for more challengers. We're starting to see the field fill up a little bit. And again, great prizes and giveaways for everybody that participates and just everybody that attends. They're in the air conditioning when they've got sidewalk sales on the inside at Hilltop Mall. If you're interested and want to compete in the fourth annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, it is Friday, July 10th, Hilltop Mall in Kearney. And Daddy, I think it is only right that we extend an invitation to our next guest to participate in the hot dog eating contest.
No doubt, and especially when he joins us and takes time out of his vacation live from Aruba right now, Steve Sippel joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sip, welcome back. How are you?
It's great to hear you guys again. I'm not going to do that contest. I had a hot dog in Oklahoma City 2 years ago at the Big 12 baseball tournament. I haven't had one since. It killed me. It killed me for 3 days. But Kiefer thought I was going to die, literally. He really believed that that was it for me.
Oh.
A Dodger dog. They had these Dodger dogs at the stadium in Oklahoma City. Oh, man.
Well, I was getting a little concerned, Sip. You know, it's just Brian Christopherson here, Brian Christopherson there. I thought maybe he kind of, you know, he'd thrown you out like Jeff Schmall did to Dick Janda.
Wow. No, I mean, when you're as old as I am, you get 5 weeks of vacation.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The economy.
I've been taking her easy here on a 3 week run right now, which is really nice.
That a boy. Sip, let's talk a little football. Even when there's not a lot supposedly going on, there's always something going on. And the latest story, the Huskers are getting ready to celebrate their 300th consecutive sellout, which is astonishing, all the way back to 1962. And it sounds like they're going to try and make this the blowout of all blowouts, and maybe even on the field against Louisiana Lafayette. But throwback jerseys and things like that. And Tony and I talked about this, man, 3 years ago, why the athletic department hadn't wised up and sold throwback Johnny Rogers and Mike Rozier and, you know, big Larry Jake jerseys and put them in the Nebraska bookstore and put the licensing on them. And, you know, even when we were talking with some of the folks in the athletic.
We had the Schwab on and was going to wear one, and we couldn't find one for
him. Yeah, the Schwab from ESPN. Could this be the start of that?
I don't know. I mean, I do think it's a great idea. Now, I see the minimum bid. You can bid on them, right?
Yeah, after the game,
$500. Now, I don't know that I'd do that. But
you get the helmet. You get the helmet.
I do think
you
it's a great idea. And I really like the idea of bringing the Devaney family back. That history is so important. Obviously, the tradition of the program is really, I think, its biggest selling point. The tradition and the sellout streak are the two biggest things, I think. So, I mean, I love the fact that they're honoring Devaney. I'm not sure that we honor Devaney enough. So I'm glad that that's happening.
Sip, I brought up at the start of the show, were we ever, ever in jeopardy during that last year, Bill Callahan, of the streak being broken?
Yeah, I do think we were in jeopardy. And I don't, you know, you're always, if it ever got to a point where there were not tickets sold, they were going to be bought up by some corporate entity. So it wasn't a panic situation. But the bottom line was, and you saw it as well as I did and everybody else, there you'd see empty seats. And that caught, I think, everybody's attention. So from that standpoint, when you can eyeball empty seats, I think that at that point it becomes a issue.
Steve Sipple is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Besides those two things, and there's a few other things here in the press release from the University of Nebraska, anything else that you would like to see, Sip?
I just want to see them treat those 1962 players very well. You know, I mean, that's the main thing. You have guys like Dennis Claridge and Bob Brown. And I shouldn't even name anybody because I don't want to leave guys out. You know, they're so important and to the whole thing. And I don't know, just as long as they're treated well, that's good.
Yeah, I guess 1962, where Nebraska football finally got the legs under it. There was only 34,000. That was a sellout then, and so the stadium more than doubled since then, which is quite, you know, not surprising with the way that Nebraska football has came to the nation's forefront, I guess. But Coach Devaney is such a special part of it. Were you surprised when Tom Osborne said he'd be the athletic director for an extended period of time, and that you could take that interim tag off of him?
No. I mean, I would definitely. Well, I mean, I didn't see it coming. Necessarily this summer. I figured it would happen at some point soon. I guess on that day, I was surprised it was happening that day. But did I think that Osborne would be finished as athletic director next June? Absolutely not. I don't think anybody did. So from that standpoint, I wasn't surprised. And when you, in retrospect, when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense because you know what we would have been doing for the next year, and it already had begun to a certain extent. We'd be speculating about his successor, and that would have become probably something of I don't know if I call it distraction, but it might be kind of a mess. And this heads off, you know, him taking that job in an official manner, and beyond June of 2010, it heads off that kind of wild speculation.
Steve Sipple joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sip, a question I've got for you, and I don't know, especially now with Tom Osborne back in charge. If my numbers here are right, a member of that 1962 team as a young freshman would have been Frank Solich. Is there ever going to be anything, and should there be anything, that commemorates the time for Frank Solich here? I still think there are a lot of people in Husker Nation that are Frank Solich fans, and there's a few that wanted to see him go out the door as a coach. What's his legacy going to be? Because everybody loved him as a player, and at least for 3 years as a coach.
Well, his legacy got better after Bill. No, but there's no question. Now, here's the thing with Frank. I totally agree with you, Doug. I really do. I don't know. It's hard to verbalize his legacy in a nutshell, but I will say this. I think they would like to honor Frank in some way, but it might take two to tango. And Frank, here's the deal with Frank. It's very hard for him, okay? And he doesn't like to be the center of attention. And B, I think he legitimately worries about what kind of reception he'd get. And I think that's silly, and I've told him that. But, you know, I just don't know if anybody close to Frank will be able to twist his arm and get him here. So you might have to do something without him. I don't know if that would be effective, and I don't know if that would be appropriate. So I don't know. That's got to be a tough one.
We'll see.
We'll see down the road, you know, if someone like Tom or somebody can convince him to do it.
Well, it seems like Tom Osborne has always thought that Frank got a raw deal, I guess. And obviously, I looked at the schedule here real quick to see maybe if they had one of those midweek MAC games or an off week on the 26th. Well, he's got a pretty big game that day at Tennessee. So, I mean, he won't be there for that Louisiana Lafayette game. But maybe, you know, if you just throw him in the Husker Vision open to the game, I think that would give you a little show of what the fans think, whether he's running the ball or whether he's coaching one of the bigger games somewhere along the way. I don't know, but I guess we can go to that, Tony.
Sip, I guess you probably heard already, but Harvey Perlman is the new chair of the BCS Presidential Oversight Committee, whatever that is. But he's involved now with the BCS. Doug asked me, when you think football and BCS, do you think Harvey Perlman? And I said, the furthest thing I think from Harvey Perlman is football. Your thoughts on that, and can he make a difference in maybe getting what everybody wants, a playoff?
As long as he doesn't have to deal with anybody's contract, he'll be fine on that. Now listen, the deal, I don't know what that means exactly. I mean, I'm obviously aware that he is the head of that committee, and it's extremely important. And I would like to sit down with Harvey and see where he stands, for instance, on the playoff situation. I'm personally adamantly opposed to a playoff.
No, you're not. We'll talk later.
Okay. But I would like to know what Harvey's position is on it officially. I don't know what kind of influence he'll have as president of that oversight committee. It's hard to say, really.
Steve Sipple, hey, you going to Larry the Cable Guy Saturday?
No. We're having our own party here. It won't be as big, but it'll be pretty sizable with everybody coming.
Well, of course, your vacation kind of coincides with the only time you really get off before football season gets going. We're a month away from Media Days, and really Media Days wrapping up a month basically from today. Where's Nebraska setting right now in your estimation, Sip? Everybody is starting to look at the preseason publications. Daddy and I already had an argument about the Virginia Tech game at the top of the show. Your thoughts just where they are right now, because everybody every day wants to know, what's the record going to be? How good are they going to be? Right now, where do you think they stand?
I like them to win the North, and, you know, have a season very similar to last season, except for that. I think they'll win the North, and it's kind of hard to say at this point. I don't know how much confidence you can make it with, because you don't know exactly what they're going to get from Zach Lee. I base mine prediction that they'll win the North on this. It's mainly a philosophical thing, that I like a team that can run the ball and play defense, and I think Nebraska will do those two things better than Kansas. I think they'll play much better defense than Kansas. Kansas can run the ball. Jake Sharp's a good running back. But it's mainly philosophical. I think I just favor a team that does those two things well over a team that, you know, doesn't necessarily, knowing that, you know, Kansas has got a huge edge at quarterback. Maybe Zach Lee is of that caliber. We just don't know. So it's really hard to make a prediction with much conviction at this point, not knowing exactly what you're going to get from Zach Lee. But, you know, I think Nebraska's going to continue to improve on defense. You remember what Bo said at the beginning of spring ball. He expects it to improve significantly. And I like the two big hosses at running back, Castile and Helu. And if those two guys are hitting and the offensive line is decent, I think Nebraska will be in great shape.
You heard it here first, 11-2. Steve Sipple has confirmed 11-2 on the season. Nebraska headed to obviously a BCS bowl game after that. They lost the Big 12 championship.
Hey, it's summer. You can say anything you want. It's kind of funny in the summer that we make these predictions, but whatever.
Sip, dream big, enjoy the rest of your vacation, and we'll probably catch up with you one more time before we head to Dallas.
Well, it's great to hear from you guys, seriously, and we'll be talking, okay?
Take care, Steve. Steve Sipple, our man from the Lincoln Journal-Star, he's the best, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We need to take a break. When we come back, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meat. Oh, just saying it. I can't. I'm just drooling on myself. We'll be back after this. Troutman's
You're
Tuesday Trivia.
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting mega men will be back right after this. All right, you two. I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
This is Officer Joe with summer tips. If you spent the winter eating burgers and fries, do not put on your old bathing suit and strut down the beach like everything is honky-dory. It is not. Have a safe summer, and please keep our beaches beautiful.
With greasy fast food, what are you really getting? Instead, try a delicious Subway roast beef sandwich, part of a Subway Fresh Fit meal. It's a simple way to enjoy eating better. Subway, eat fresh.
Subway Fresh Fit is not a diet program.
The road ahead. Midas wants to make sure your car is ready. That's why Midas is offering you a thorough brake inspection absolutely free. Right now, we'll take a comprehensive look at your entire brake system and let you know what needs attention now and what can wait. Because at Midas, we won't sell you anything you don't need. Midas, we're on this road together.
Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
That's the kind of reaction you wish your lawn would get, and it can, with Highland Park Lawn Company.
Let us keep your lawn looking good all summer by treating your lawn for grubs now so that they don't turn it brown. Now is the time to prevent grubs from eating your lawn this fall. Call Highland Park today to schedule your grub control application. It's guaranteed, with three locations in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Look us up in the white pages. The grass is always greener. Wow! With Highland Park Lawn Company.
Does your child suffer with severe acne? Is someone in your family worried about a mole that's changed shape? Do you have questions about a rash that doesn't go away or gets worse with treatment? Are weeds and pollen affecting your skin? How about protecting your skin from the sun? What can you do for aging skin? What works, what doesn't, and why? Tune in to Skin Solutions with board-certified dermatologist Dr. Elliot Rustad Monday through Friday afternoon in the 5 o'clock hour. Or Dr. Rustad will address your concerns at Skin Solutions at ESPNSuperstation.com.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Today we'll have a blend of clouds and sun with a slight chance for a shower and thunderstorm through the midday. Our winds will be variable between 5 to 10, high of 88. Tonight, mostly clear skies, low of 60 degrees. I'm weather and meteorologist Mandy Polank.
Currently it's 73 degrees.
Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. What's up, Derek?
Up.
How's the World Series of Poker going?
Pretty good. I actually haven't even checked on an update in about 3 or 4 days, so I gotta...
What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know. I've been busy.
I know. Yes, yeah, you have. I've seen it. You've been working your tail off. Good job.
I won't be here tomorrow, by the way.
You won't?
No, I won't be here.
What do you got going on?
I gotta go to Central City for our sister's
home of Bob Jensen.
Robert Jensen, people.
I'll say hi to Bob when I'm up there.
Robert Jensen, people. I love Robert Jensen. You know what else I love? Kansas City Royals wins.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Now, there you go. There
Nicole
you go.
Olito. Al Hochschild gave up one hit in the first five innings.
Yeah,
Mike walked six guys. But Miguel Olito homered, tripled, drove in a pair of runs. 4-2, we'll take it. Alberto Gallespo with a home run. And then Olivo a home run. Back-to-back home runs. It was 1-0 for a long time, then 3-0. And Royals get the win 4-2. They'll do it again tonight with the Twins. Pre-game 6:35. First pitch at 7:10 here on ESPN Radio, where it is time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. You can call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We're going to take the calls on the air. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible to answer our trivia question and be a winner. 888-455-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. We're going to talk Husker football, so it could be somewhat easy. Who are we talking with?
Grady.
Grady. All right. We were just talking with Steve Sipple here. Nebraska getting ready for their 300th consecutive sellout. This school currently has 205 consecutive sellouts, second most in the country. Who is that school?
That would be Notre Dame.
Grady, out of the park! Grady, nice job. Did you know that? Did you read that? Did you just know that?
They were talking about it yesterday on Sports Nightly.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. You're an avid Husker fan. That deserves you a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Hey, Grady, thanks so much. Hold on to the line.
Hey, Grady.
Get your information.
Hey, Grady.
What?
I want to know in 1962 what bowl Nebraska went to that year.
Wasn't that the Gotham Bowl?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Who'd they play?
Oh, jeez. You're going to... I have no idea.
Miami of Florida.
In front of 6,166 people.
That was in New York City, wasn't it, Tony? Yeah. Wow.
6,166 people.
Grady, hold on the line. Derek will get your information. Congratulations.
All right.
I thought that would be a little tougher. I had three or four here, and I thought I'd kind of throw out the middle of the road one.
Derek's behind you going Ohio State, and that would have been my guess.
No, God, no. Notre Dame, 205 consecutive sellouts. So that being 92 fewer than Nebraska, you would have to think that that's about, wow, how many seasons? 11?
Yeah.
12? 13?
Oh, no.
13 seasons at 7 a game.
There you go.
That's 81. Got 15 seasons, 15 years. Streak started maybe in 77. Yikes.
It's wild.
That just shows you how far things have progressed with just going to college football games and going to events like that. So congratulations to Grady. Where was he from, Derek?
He's from Kearney.
All right. Congratulations.
9-2 that year. Bob Devaney.
Yep, 9-2. Coincidentally, that first game of this 300-game sellout, Nebraska was 6-0. They sold it out, 31,080. Lost
7-16.
We want to thank Steve Sipple for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today to talk a little Husker football and, you know, about his vacation. Also, want to thank Eric Adelson, who has written the book, The Sure Thing, The Making and Unmaking of Golf Phenom Michelle Wee. Don't forget, every night, maybe when you get home from work, you haven't had a chance to catch the whole show. We always put the podcast up on the website. All you have to do is go to Doug and Daddy to ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Courtyard. Tomorrow, Doug Koster among our guests to talk Mr. Basketball as the tournament gets underway Thursday.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!